Albayan Radio presents Actions of the Heart, presented by Sheikh Muhammad Duar.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda amma ba'd. Today, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take another action of the heart, and that action is al-muhasaba. Self-monitoring, or holding oneself to account. And holding the soul to account is the way of the believers and the path of the righteous. The believers have been described as those who hold themselves to account and monitor their actions in this life. And the believer is fearful of his Lord, and he monitors himself and he seeks forgiveness for his shortcomings. And the believer knows that the soul, it calls to evil. So he monitors and takes his soul into account. And that is why it is important that the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal holds his soul into account before it is taken to account in the hereafter, and that he judges himself in the dunya before he is judged in the hereafter. So al-muhasaba is an action of the heart where the person monitors his life, whether he is in obedience to Allah or not. And the definition of muhasaba is to count, meaning to monitor the sins of oneself and his shortcomings. And to count the sins of the day, to count the sins committed during the day at night, and to count the sins committed during the night at day. This is how the scholars of Islam have defined al-muhasaba. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to perform this action of muhasaba on ourselves. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe, fear Allah, and let every soul look at what it has brought forward for tomorrow. For Allah Azza wa Jal commands here that every soul look at what it brought forward for tomorrow. And this is the muhasaba that Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding. And the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also taught us this great action, the action of self-monitoring and taking oneself to account, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wise man is the one who calls himself to account and performs noble deeds to benefit him after death. The wise man is the one who calls himself to account and performs noble deeds which benefit him after death. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always encourage his companions to monitor themselves and to rectify their affairs before they face the judgment of the Akhirah. My dear brothers and sisters, the heart has illnesses. There is no doubt, as the scholars of Islam have mentioned, that there are sicknesses of the heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say in his dua, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and the sins of our actions. For this teaches us that the soul and ourselves carries evil. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from them. And the soul has been described in three ways in the Quran. The first type of soul that Allah discusses is an-nafsul mutma'inna, the content soul. And that is the soul which rests with Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is content with His remembrance, and it hopes to meet Him. For this is the content soul, the one that rests with Allah, and it is content with His remembrance, and it hopes to meet Him in the hereafter. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً O content soul, return to your Lord. Return to your Lord in a state of pleasure. And the content soul, it is the soul which is content with Allah Azza wa Jal as the Lord. And it is content with Islam as the religion. And it is content with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the messenger. So the nafsul mutma'inna, because it is content with Allah as the Lord, it surrenders and it worships Him. And because it is content with Islam as the religion, it abides by the sharia, the laws. And because it is content with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the messenger, it is content in obeying Him and following his sunnah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.